What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cowboy Jim Ferris. You may know me as the host of the Cowboy Jim Children's Television Program. But what I have to say this evening is not intended really for the ears of children. It's intended for you adults that are listening right now. I've spent most of my professional life working with children, and so the idea of child abuse is something that obviously touches me very, very deeply. There are many millions of American children and children worldwide who are abused not only by their parents, but by siblings and sometimes by relatives, extended relatives, teachers, and so forth. Child abuse is something that we have to do away with. In my work as a kids' TV show host, I've come to know a couple of kids who have been abused very badly. These are two children who, because of the abuse that was suffered in their home at the hands of their own parents, these children became children of the street. Kids that were living out on the street by themselves rather than go home to the home that should have been a safe place for them. These two young people found their way into a very, very strange and desolate terrain, as most abused children do. One day, they were walking down a pathway, and they saw a house. Most children see a home, and they hope that perhaps that's a place that will give them comfort and shelter. But when they got to the house, there was a woman there who said, "Come on in, I'll feed you." But she immediately put the kids in a cage, and she began to prepare her stove to eat them. That's right, cannibalism. Well, she was also kind of blind, and so the little boy who was in the cage would put a bone out when she tried to feel how, you know, skinny he was, and she felt the bone, said, "Well, I got to feed you some more," and so on and so forth, till next thing happens, little girl, her name was Gretel, she got him out, and they split. And the old lady, the witch, she burned alive or something. I forget how it ends. My friend's place is a place where kids can go and find some refuge, and there's no witch there that's going to eat them. Nobody's going to put them in a cage. The Phil Hendry Show supports my friend's place, and you should too by buying Phil's Best of 2005 CD. It's called Are You For Real? It is a beautiful thing. Wait till you see the cover of this. It's got Bobby Dooley on the cover and everything. So just wait around for when that baby is released. It'll be available on the website in the souvenir shop. Child abuse is a terrible thing. And cannibalism is a bad thing, too. To eat a child after boiling him in a pot, I don't think there's anything lower. In fact, I would much rather see a child beaten than eaten. I'm Cowboy Jim, so let's all say that together. I'd rather see a kid beaten than eaten. Cowboy Jim, weekday mornings on Channel 43, and check your local listings. Thank you.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I echo the sentiments of Cowboy Jim. And remember, to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I just called to say the Phil Hendry Show Best of CD is available for the year 2005. It's called Are You For Real? If you buy it, you'll help a young person living in the alleys and the sewers of Hollywood. And maybe someday after you buy that CD, you'll be able to call up my friend's place and say the final thing you should have said. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I just call... Oh. My heart... Jesus, that's good.
Cowboy Jim here, one more thing. Did anybody see a tie clip? Because I missed... You don't? All right.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got a great flashback coming up for you by request. But first, I wanted to introduce a lot of you guys to my associate producer, Harry Shelley, who has recently arrived here from Chicago. And Harry, Angels 3, White Sox 2. We'll be back after this word from Old Spice. Ooh! It's going to be all right, man. Go ahead, make your prediction, dude. It's going to be a Cards-Sox series.
Absolutely. White Sox, Cardinals, and the World Series. I got a crisp $100 bill here from Mr. Newman.
Whoa!
That
I'll
says,
take a little bit of that.
Okay.
I got to, only because Socha's my neighbor. Well, not really. He lives in a much tonier area. A C-note?
Absolutely.
So, in other words, he stands to win a couple of hundred. All right. Are you going with the Angels, too? 1C, huh?
Absolutely. I might even raise that before the night is over.
This cat is, you know, you take your baseball and you take your sports serious. I like that. It was back in the day when I was a Rams fan, when they were an LA Rams fan, and I had to listen to all these schmucks talking to me about the 49ers, and I had to kill a few people. Didn't help the Rams get anywhere. Well, we'll see what happens, man. It's the top of the eighth. All right, now it's time for our flashback by request, and this is from Chip. You know, every time we get a flashback request from a cat named Chip, it goes to the top of the pile. And it says here, Phil, Bobby has created a support group for mothers who have popular, personable sons called Mothers with Sons. Her son ends up going on a date with a girl that had repeatedly teased him using her best Britney Spears impersonation and then subsequently claims that he raped her. This was a bit we did on our show? Anyway, this is a request from Chip. Thanks for the laughs, Phil. You got it, Chip. Here it is, Bobby and Mothers with Sons.
Yes, I've been listening to the show.
It's good. Lisa, hold on for a minute. Bobby, I'm sorry that you're upset. Are you okay now?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Bobby?
Yes.
And I have a 12-year-old daughter, and then I have a 14-year-old son and a 6-year-old son and a 14-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, my God, you are busy, aren't you? You're busy.
I have a stepdaughter, okay?
Oh, all right.
And
I thought that they were all yours.
Just hear me. Can you hear me out a minute?
Sure. I just thought that. Did you come up for air? That's all I'm.
Just never mind. Well, let the lady talk, okay?
I'm sorry.
And,
Jesus.
I have a couple things to say here.
As my son would say,
if the girl showed up at your door dressed as a slut, as you said.
Yes, yes.
Okay, why'd you let your son leave with him if he is your precious child?
Because I thought she'd be a young lady. All of the girls
but
like to dress like the Britney Spears.
She was dressed like a slut. Wasn't
well, yes, she was. Yes,
and you were going to let your son leave with a slut?
Well, that's normal for girls that are around my boy, though, Lisa. They all
okay,
like
first
to slut
of all,
it up around
and then,
him.
And then she's got bruises on the inside of her leg. Let me tell you something. I've been raped. I'm 40 years old.
Dylan was going to witness to her. He was going to witness to her.
If I could dress,
it was part of it.
Can I talk, please?
No, but you wanted to know.
Can I please talk?
All right, but he wanted to witness Christian ministry to her.
Okay, listen.
What?
I was raped, and I didn't ask for it.
You were right.
I was raped, and I didn't ask for it.
You were raised up where?
I was raped.
Oh, you were raped?
Yes, and I didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 40 years old, and if I could fit in clothes like Britney Spears, honey, I would wear it.
Well, I don't know what rape has to do with it. My boy was witnessing Christian ministry.
Yeah, rape has to do with a lot of it, because you do not get bruises on the inside of your legs unless they're forced open.
Lisa, the Lord put it in Dylan's heart
and
to witness to that slut.
And then you send this young girl out to a boat to meet with a bunch of men. And then your husband's drunk off his butt.
No kidding.
Throwing nothing. Is that like father, like son?
Lisa, that is so true. This is Phil Hendry. We have Mr. Dooley on the other line again.
Why don't you let me...
Just hold on for a minute. Lisa, just stick with us. Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to sober up?
I get some coffee in me.
I think y'all need to send somebody out there to see about the girl.
Is that Bobby? Bobby, is that you?
No, I'm here, honey. That's another lady.
Who are you? Who are you?
Mr. Dooley, this is Phil Hendry. That's Lisa. She's a caller.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mr. Dooley.
How are you?
You're a really good role model for your perfect son, aren't you?
Well, I mean...
Is it true, like father, like son?
I didn't mean to.
It don't matter if you meant to, you did it.
I was only going to have a little drink.
And then when you drunk like that, well, you don't remember the next day half of what you did.
Well...
Trust me, I've been there. I've been drunk.
I
wake up the next morning, don't remember what I did.
I know, but you know what I did? I wrote a lot of it down.
It don't matter what you did. What matters is y'all got a young girl out there on that boat.
Where?
Okay? And y'all were probably all drinking.
We had a taste. But she's not here now.
Well, that's good, because I'll
married?
Fix to call the cops to come out there and see about the girl, and I'm not even from here.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, and I got two boys and a daughter and a stepdaughter.
Hey, you warm it up for your husband at night?
Yeah, you're right, I do.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Hey, Lisa.
You're not even worth talking to.
Lisa, listen. That girl you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that girl I'm talking about.
She's gone.
You do not get bruises between your legs unless they're forced open.
I don't know where she is. She disappeared.
Well, good. I'm glad she did for her own safety.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care how she was dressed. It don't matter how she was dressed.
She had on
If she was dressed like a slut when she came to the door, why'd you let your son leave with her? He's so popular and so prim and proper.
I would have. She had.
You would have, yeah, because you're a male.
She had a little thong underwear.
How do you know she had little thong underwear on? Were you looking?
Oh, ma'am.
You had to be, if you said that.
Well, that's what my son said.
Right.
I didn't look at nothing.
Maybe you need to go drink a little bit more coffee, and both of you and your wife need a wake-up call.
Okay.
I think y'all need some help here.
She also had big too.
You're disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're disgusting.
Why?
Your son must be just like you. Father like son, right?
I guess. You know
son
what?
Like father?
Hey, Lisa, guess what? Her underwear's on my head. I just found it. I have it on my head.
Phil.
I'm right here, Lisa. This is absolutely...
I don't even
this is
want
an
to
abomination.
Talk to him no more.
I'm sorry.
That's sickening.
On my head.
Get her underwear. Get
Y'all
her
need to call somebody and get them out there and see about that
well,
girl.
Well, the girl is safe. We found out she's fine. But, Mr. Dooley, you're not driving tonight.
I don't have my truck. How can I drive?
Good. He's not driving this evening.
And I hope this is recorded, everything he just said about the girl's songs and her...
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all I have to say.
What did I say bad about
her? And to the mother of the son... And to the mother of the son, I think she needs a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. What did I say bad about her? I say nothing.
What are you doing looking at a young girl's?
I don't know. They were there.
You are some kind of a real piece of crap. Were you?
Oh, my gosh.
She was taking a shower, and I brought her some soap.
Phil, I don't even want to talk to that trash.
I don't blame you, ma'am.
Uh-oh. Here it goes again.
But I think...
God.
Is his wife still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. This is Phil Henry.
Is his wife still on the line?
Oh, is Bobby there?
My husband's sick right now. Hold on.
Hey, Steve. That's a flashback request, Steve and Bobby, mothers with sons. Sons who have a impeccable reputation. And what do you do when some slut comes onto them? And as it turns out, Steve, I guess, he kidnapped her and had her up at a cabin and he was hammered. And it's a great family, the Dooley family. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of them on our Best Of CD as we take another shameless opportunity to plug it. But, of course, we're not making any money. All the money goes to my friend's place. I think what we'll have is a radiothon. I think I'd like to do that, bud. Right. I'm going to have a radiothon, which will feature us raising money. We'll get people's credit cards. And then we will, you know, have you know, Margaret or some of these idiots come on and sing and just kind of do a cheesy thing for an hour and see how much bread we can raise. What do you think?
Sounds boring.
Well, you know what? I don't think it will be, man. I think it'll be okay. Now, if you, by the way, tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we're going to have Bob Green, who will be talking about Paper or Plastic, which is a new program they're instituting there at Fraser Foods. Paper or plastic, please. They prefer that you take plastic. But the one thing they don't want to see is you bringing your own cloth bag into the store. At Fraser Foods, that says, what do you think? This is Whole Foods or something? What, some kind of a hippie deal? Some kind of a co-op? That'll be on later tonight. We also will have Ted Bell with us, and Ted will be talking about, you know, dating couples that he sees coming into the restaurant. We got the Angels and the White Sox in the series for the American League Championship tonight. Angels lead that game 3-2 as we speak. Harry is in there sweating bullets, but he's pretending like everything's okay. Now, just kidding there, brother. Just kidding you, Harry. All right, now, I just want to make a brief mention, because you're probably going to hear a lot of stuff about this, and I always like to put things into perspective for you whenever I can. Because I'm sure by now you've heard that there is some kind of a bird flu. You know, this Asian flu. Have you heard about it? You haven't heard about it? Have you heard about it? You've heard about it? The Asian bird flu is supposedly something that will be so bad that there could be a pandemic. And that's one of those new millennium words. Epidemic is one thing. A pandemic means all over the place. A world epidemic, if you will, of influenza that could be every bit as deadly as the one that happened in World War I, which was like 30 million people worldwide died from influenza. Now, here's what they don't tell you, and I just thought maybe I'd throw this your way. When they're talking about large numbers of people dying from this bird flu called H5N1 that has swept through the poultry population, and they're killing millions of birds. Why, they've had to kill millions of turkeys in Australia, and they're killing birds in Romania. So far, 62 people have died. Now, I'm looking through the whole story, and that's it. 62 people. Now, you remember that other thing that went to, what was it, Toronto? You remember that? Remember that flu that went to Toronto? And people were afraid that the Chinese are going to bring it into America, so we were grateful that the Chinese were stopping off in Canada first. And it never really got down here, but there were people dying from it. And I forget what it was, but it was a flu. And they were predicting all kinds of mayhem, and nobody really, I mean, the only people that died were elderly and very weak. Well, the same thing with this thing. As far as I can tell, 62 people. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. This is another example of a news story that I think is designed to freak you out a little bit. You know, are you supposed to read it and then immediately go and commit suicide? Or read it and go get, like, maybe get some supplies at the Army Navy surplus and go up into the mountains? Go way, way up in the hills where you'll be all, you know, free from the bird flu epidemic. Yeah, right. You'll be right up there in the middle of it, man. There's more freaking wild turkeys running around up there. And I don't mean the bird kind either. I mean the human kind. Those people who died in Asia come. It says they came in contact with the infected birds, and the birds they're talking about, I don't know, some kind of turkey and chicken and everything. Now they tell you this. Yeah. Well, it could change. It could mutate into a virus that goes beyond. Oh, yeah, it could, man. Yeah, it could. I could grow a tail. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that could happen. Well, you know, the U.S. Secretary of Health is taking it very seriously. He wants to prepare. He wants to make sure that we have, you know, virus vaccines and stuff like that. But the fact is, 62 people have died from this thing. It can't be all that. Look, see, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to panic yet. My wife says, have you heard about this bird flu? I mean, oh, God, what, man? I mean, I heard about it, but 62 cats are dead. And I know that there's a lot of people who got a plan on crap. Now, who's dead? They're people who were like, what? They came in contact with an infected chicken. And you don't even eat meat. And then what was the other thing I saw here? 3,000 turkeys and chickens were killed. 1,800 turkeys. Great, so they're killing the freaking birds. Every time I read about something dying, it's a bird that's getting offed by a human because he might have bird flu. The people that are dead are 62 of them, and they're all like poultry workers in Romania or something. I tried to get the flu virus vaccine last year, and they split before they said, oh, I'm sorry, we're leaving now. I got to get lunch.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Oh, it was SARS. That's it. That was that thing that we were all going to die from. You remember that? That was the bubonic plague that was sweeping the world. What was it, 2-3 years ago? I forget now. And it was going to be the end of all of us. Funny thing happened, though. I mean, people died, but it wasn't. See, and that's the other thing. You're not allowed to say anything because people. Well, you know that people died. Yeah, I understand that. But it wasn't. It didn't turn into like 40 million dead. It wasn't like The Stand with Stephen King. Okay, I didn't see some guy lying dead in a gas station with, like, running lesions on his face. Okay, and, you know, like something out of On the Beach, you know, the phone is just swinging. All of a sudden, people just dropping. Remember the way The Stand began? A car just comes careening into a gas station. There's a guy there, like, there's a monkey latched onto his kisser or something. I don't know what it was. Was that from a monkey, too? Real good original thinking there, folks. Somebody lets the notion go that an ape gave us AIDS. Now the apes, they're giving us everything. Thank God there's another member of the animal kingdom that's getting the chickens now, okay? Let's get off the monkeys, if you don't mind. I know it's for some of you it's very difficult. It was SARS. Now we got this other thing, the bird flu. Why don't you just take a freaking chill and find out whether or not we're actually going to get this thing first before we go into... But you see, Bush is doing it because if he doesn't, he's going to be the Antichrist. He better get this thing squared away. After all, he's caused the floods in New Orleans. He caused the earthquake out in wherever the hell that happened. He caused the fire in California. He's caused the White Sox to eventually lose this series. I'm just joking. That guy has done nothing but bad for this country. And now, just as he sits there picking his teeth in the White House, he's going to sick bird flu on me? You think this is some kind of a joke, Mr. Bush? You better get everybody there at the World Health Organization and everything, you know, the Boy Scouts of America, all of it, man. Get all these guys wired together, get their heads and their rear ends wired together, and let's make sure we got plenty of bird vaccine. So that when none of us get sick, we can all say that it was somebody else that did it, not you, you scumbag. George Bush, God, I can't wait for that guy to get out of office, man, so we can go back to life as usual, where we didn't have earthquakes, floods, bird flu, and the Sox in an American League Championship Series. Now then, I'm screwing around because Harry's a Sox fan, and right now it doesn't look too good for him. Angels lead 3-2. Shields is mowing them down faster than he could get up to the plate. They had two guys on, and then Shields just whipped a pitch by that one guy. That thing, it broke on the outside corner of the plate. It was the most perfect pitch I've ever seen in my life. And the White Sox batter walked away, threw his helmet, beat up Ozzie Guillen on his way into the tunnel, got into his Jaguar, and sped off into the Chicago night. Just beat the crap out of Guillen with his helmet. Hell, man, I didn't want the Mexican here. Coach, I'm not a Mexican, okay? Oh, all right. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of the White Sox, Harry Carey was their announcer for a while, and before that, he was with the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you know, and here is a Phil Hendry Show fact, Harry Carey was fired from the St. Louis Cardinals. Why? Because he was having an affair with Augie Bush's wife. Thank you. What a jackball. So, in other words, your main sponsor for the St. Louis Cardinals, who is it? Who else? Budweiser. Brewed in St. Louis, baby. Now, they're the sponsor for the Cards. Harry Carey, who I guess in his youth was a dashing guy. God rest his soul. I know that Harry's not with us. I don't think he would think it was wrong of me to tell this story, even if it was a lie. I think it probably would enhance his reputation in wherever he is. And so Harry, apparently because, I don't know, he was bored or he was sick of his job or something, decided that he'd have sex with his sponsor's wife. It's, you know, in other words, that's basically saying, you know, St. Louis is a nice town, but I think I'll move on. So he got bounced, goes up to the White Sox, spends 3 years there. How long was he with the Sox? Just a couple of years or something. And then on over to the Cubbies. And you talk about a team that hasn't seen a World Series in 1,000 years. That's because Harry was out there in the bleachers drinking beer. Just, it's the only cat I know that would say, you know, well, the next Thursday we'll be out in the right field bleachers getting hammered. Steve Stone, you know. So now the White Sox are in it, and they haven't won a World Series since 1816. Isn't that amazing? So, of course, the Chicago hopeful, man, they are waiting. They've been waiting a long time, almost 200 years, for the White Sox to get into a World Series and win it. Back in 1816, of course, they had Snooky Powell, they had Lefty Gomez, all those cats with those funky names. You know, a lot of German-Americans back then. No black guys. And I think they played with a beach ball back then. In fact, they didn't even play with a baseball, and they hit it with just a small mallet. But it was baseball nonetheless. You could just hear the crack of the beach ball. And they didn't have what they called a live ball back then. They had a dead ball. But the home run hitter for the Chicago White Sox in those days was a guy by the name of Elmer's Glue or something. Anyway, he knocked out 3 home runs that year with that beach ball. It was some freaky game. All right, good luck, Sox. I wouldn't know you from, you know, what, the south side of Chicago? Is that it? And that's where all the black folks live. Funny, I don't see any black people in the stands. Whether it's the south side or not, man, the tickets are still expensive. All right, coming up, we got Ted Bell and Robert Greene. And he'll be talking with us about the paper or plastic problem there at the grocery store on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Joe Buck here along with Tim McCarver, Eric Comiskey. Right now, the Angels lead the White Sox 3-2, Tim.
Well, I like what I'm seeing. I like how the Angels are bringing it around. I like the, but you know something, one of the things you have to understand about the Chicago White Sox, this is a team of destiny, this is a team of tradition. And let's talk about the great players we're seeing on the field tonight for the Chicago White Sox. Let's talk about Eddie Cicotti. Let's talk about Claude Williams. Let's talk about Buck Weaver. They're all out there today. These guys are legends, and of course, a shoeless Joe Jackson, too. So I don't think that you're going to be able to. I don't think the Angels have got a snowball's chance in hell. I don't think the Angels have got a prayer going up against a great Chicago White Sox team like this.
Well, we're going to find out whether the Angels have what it takes to keep this lead here. Don't forget, Fox Sports brings you NFL football each and every Sunday. Check your local listings, or if I were you, I'd just get DirecTV and dispense entirely with Fox Television Sports, because we are so full of ourselves, we reek. We absolutely reek having our own heads shoved as deep into our own rectums as we have. All right, let's get ready now for baseball here in the top half of the ninth inning as the Angels come to the plate here, and the Angels are going to have leading off here. It's going to be Benji Molina, the catcher. Well, I tell you right now, I don't think Benji Molina's got a prayer against this great, great pitcher, Eddie Cicotti of the Chicago White Sox. Eddie's one of the all-time greats. Here's the windup and the pitch to Molina. That's a long drive deep into deep left field. It's gone. Well, this guy's a bum. Well, I don't understand that. The White Sox have a, hold on for a minute, man. I got to call a game, okay? Jim, collect your thoughts, will you? Coming up next is, they got Kelvin Escobar now for the Angels. Escobar coming up. He's a right-hander. Swung on, and there's a long drive. Wait a minute. He didn't hit it yet. Now he hit it. Okay. Long drive in a deep right field. It's gone. Well, the problem that I... Let me tell you what the problem is. The White Sox have got all those guys on the field that got hung out to dry for that Black Sox scandal, you idiot. Oh, is that why I know those names? Uh-huh. You ever heard of Shoeless Joe Jackson? Yeah, he's out there. You bet he sure is. They're throwing the series, you idiot. Yeah! In a day, not a week, not a month, not a second, the Angels could stay on the same field with the White Sox, unless the White Sox pulled that one out of their shorts, did you? Why, years ago, I remember when a guy was... There's another run for the Angels. You got to really be aware of the fact that most of these guys have never even seen a lot of the stuff. A couple of more hits, and there's another one. Take time out here from the American League Series. It's the Angels 10, the White Sox 2.
We'll be right back here from another thrown White Sox series. Well, there's another hit. Nobody's cheering. No one cares anymore, man. You know? You know, that's pretty rotten of me to say that they're throwing the series. That was 1919. But never can tell. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, it's 3-2 Angels in the top of the ninth. Harvey Wireman's on the line with us. Harvey, you are familiar, I think, with sports scandals. I know that you were representing a couple of defendants in the 50s, a couple of guys involved in allegedly involved in that basketball point shaving.
Yes, I was, Phil. That was a young man from... Tulane University, but they were innocent. They were as pure as a baby's freshly wiped, you know what. And yet the judge in the case, he had a real, he wanted them and he wanted them. And he wanted them biblically, so we had a very difficult time.
All right, Harvey, tell me what you know about the Chicago Black Sox of 1990, long time ago, but these players were... investigated and some were indicted for throwing the World Series to the Cincinnati Reds, right? We've never seen anything like that in baseball or football or basketball since, have we?
I don't believe so, Phil. Let me check my notes. The
Chicago?
Chicago Windsock. The Chicago Windsockers. Windsock?
White Sox.
Oh, the Chicago White Sox were nicknamed Black Sox. What's that mean?
Black Sox.
Oh, Black Sox. They were nicknamed that because a very notorious gambler by the name of Arnold Roboat?
Rothstein.
Oh, yeah. Arnold Rothstein was this guy, and he wanted to make a bundle. Now, look, the owner of the Chicago.
Yeah.
The owner of the Chicago
White Sox.
White Sox. Was a very famous man. In fact, they named the
stadium.
What are you laughing at?
Well, how do you get da-da out of stadium?
I can't read it. My glasses are gone.
Stadium?
Yeah. The guy that the stadium was named after was a man by the name of
Charles.
Oh, Charles Mickey. Go Mickey. Choo-choo, go Mickey.
Charles Comiskey.
Charles Comiskey. Now, he was a notorious cheapskate. So this guy, Underwood deviled him.
No, Arnold.
Oh, yeah, Arnold Rala Rothapa.
Jesus, are you blind? Rothstein.
Hey, I'm not as young as you, okay? Arnold Rothstein. He approached several members of the Chinko Wiener Sox.
Chicago White Sox.
Yes. He approached members and he said, look, boys, you want to make some money off of this cheap creep cuckoo boy.
Comiskey.
Comiskey, yeah. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm trying. So he approached some players, and one of them, of course, the very, very famous, everybody's heard of him, Shawalab Jabba.
Who?
What is it, Shawalab?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, okay. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Now, a little boy was alleged to have stood on the courthouse steps as Sholo Jara Jiki.
Shoeless?
Oh, yeah, Shoeless Joe Jackson. A little boy was said to approach him, and he said,
say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah, say it ain't so, Joe. And so Joe, I don't know, flipped the kid off or what, told him to get lost, went in there, and he got his ass handed to him. And that's what happened to the Chikiki, the Jew, the Chink. I'm sorry, Phil, I said
Chicago.
Yeah, the Chiking, the Chicago Warthogs. Right?
No, White Sox.
White Sox, I'm sorry. And that's the story. And it's a crime because Shaolin Priest...
What do you mean, Shaolin Priest? What is this, Kung Fu?
Well, what is this?
Shoeless.
Oh, Shoeless Joe Jackson was banned from the game by the commissioner, a real tough bird by the name of Kanasamatalika.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And that's the story of the Chihonies. The Chihoni. The Chota Sox.
That's it, man. The Chihoni Chota Sox.
Right.
Thank you, Harvey.
Well, you're welcome. Well, you're bothering me. I'm on my way to Mexico.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.